It is worrying to me how few dare to entertain the idea of a world where they may be free to choose their own paths, without the surveillance of their everyday lives, without the book system informing them of who they are, what they are, who they will be. Is that not alone a pitiful existence? Is the captivity of their futures not enough to inspire hatred in the masses? It has not passed me by, and I refuse to let our lives be controlled any longer. I am what I make myself, not what a program tells me I am. And I make myself your savior. So, are you ready to join me? Are you prepared to fight for a world where you can make your own choices without fear of punishment? Or, might I say, most importantly, are you ready to have some fun?
Crackpot Soprano presents Closing the Book, a Timefold Story. Episode 2, Into the Timefold.
Really? That's all you have to say? Ow!
Alright, keep your hair on. What did you expect me to say? Oh, Joy! Oh my, that was such a pleasant ride. Should we go again?
What? No! You do know what I mean. What is wrong with you? You had no idea what would happen if you jumped through that thing.
Well, I assumed it would take us away from the murderous psychopath with the huge hand cannon.
We could have died. Or it could have taken us and dropped us in a time net or something that killed us. We don't know where we are. We don't even know when we are.
Well, it didn't. And as far as I can tell, uncertain death is a hell of a lot better than certain death.
Under the circumstances, Mia's assessment is somehow correct. You are both not dead, whereas had you stayed, you would currently be dead. However, believe me, Amelia, I am just as unhappy with Mia as you are.
Oh, shut up, Book. Although you did get one thing right, Em. I have no idea where the Zek we are right now.
Perhaps I can help. You are in a desert. A desert is a barren area of landscape where little precipitation occurs and, consequently, living conditions are hostile for plants and animal life. The lack of vegetation exposes the unprotected surface of the ground to the processes of denudation. About one third of...
Okay, yeah, cool, we get it, thanks. Any ideas on how we get out of here?
Your best chance of survival would be to find a source of water as quickly as possible.
Great! Great! Why is this happening to me? Why did my plan make me meet you? I don't understand. What is the point of this?
Oh my god, Em, wake up! The plans are Ritztag. They probably just make them up as they go along to Zek with us on purpose.
No, I can't believe that. This has to be some kind of mistake. Somewhere there was a glitch or something and now I met you. And this is because of that. This is because of you. All this is your fault.
Hey, I saved us back there, okay? Without me, you would have got shot down by the gun-toting lunatic. Now, if you're quite finished having a breakdown, I suggest we listen to Book and try and find some water. Do I just listen to Book? Damn, that feels weird to say. Anyway, Book, what's our best bet for finding water? Is there some trick of, like, following a certain type of cloud or something? You've got the total sum of human knowledge in there. Come on, give me something.
Well, the most effective way...
No! I am not staying around you. You brought me nothing but problems so far. I never want to see you again. And frankly, I think I've run into less trouble without you.
Are you actually insane? We're in the middle of Zeking Nowhere. We don't even know if there's anything for miles around, or people, or anything. And do you want to run off alone?
I won't be alone. I've got a book too, you know. All you've done since we got here is ask yours for advice, and I think I'm perfectly capable of that.
Miss Amelia, I really don't think that this is a good...
Sorry, Book, but I made up my mind. Goodbye, Mia. It was awful knowing you.
You know what? Fine. Go get heatstroke for all I care. If you're this stupid, you'd probably just be a hassle for me anyways.
Stupid, irresponsible, crazy, it's stupid! Of all people I could get paired with, it has to be the one that immediately throws me into mortal peril on the first day I meet her. Was my life always this bad, Book?
Luck is a non-existent concept, Miss Amelia.
I suppose. Is there anything near us that might be promising?
Well, as I explained just before, the best way for you to find water would be to look for damp ground, vegetation, and dry riverbeds. These things can all indicate underground water. If you dig a hole a few feet deep nearby, it's likely water will seep in. If possible, always filter the water.
Book, you know I don't have anything to filter water with.
It is only a suggestion. My programming requires I inform you of anything that could aid in your survival.
Right, thanks, I guess. What about down that way? Looks like a low point.
It is certainly worth investigating.
Hey, is this a root?
It would appear so. In fact, my analysis indicates that the area 5 meters to your left has an 82% chance of being part of a dry body of water.
Yes! Great! Okay, now what?
I would recommend that you begin digging down to search for water.
Okay. Right. Okay. Good. I think I can feel it getting damp. Yes! Ha! Take that, Mia. I knew I'd be better off.
Miss Amelia?
Yeah?
Please do not panic. I would like you to, very slowly, turn around. It appears as if there is an animal approaching you approximately 42 meters away.
What? Where? Book? What is that?
I'm afraid that the animal approaching you is a coelophysis from an extinct genus of coelophysoid theropod dinosaurs which lived in the late Triassic period, approximately 65 million years ago.
Okay, well it doesn't look very extinct to me.
Correct. Well, now I can inform you as to which time period the timefall transported you.
Right, that's great, but what do I do?
The only possible viable strategy to increase your odds of surviving the impending encounter would be to secure a numbers advantage.
Numbers advantage? Oh God! Mia's the only person out here with me. And she could be God knows where by now. Book, there's got to be something else.
I can guide you back to the point where you parted ways with Mia. And quite possibly, track the route you took from there onwards. Miss Amelia, the coelophysis is getting closer. Please, begin running.
Hey, Book?
Yes, Mia?
Do you think Em's gonna be okay?
Her Book has the exact same resources and knowledge that I do. I am sure she is doing as well as can be expected under the circumstances.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess. She just doesn't seem like she's cut out for something like this, you know? Maybe we should look for her, you know, in case she's in trouble. It's not her fault she's dumb. And the more I think about it, us being apart just seems like the worst thing we could have done.
I would have to advise against that course of action for now. While I could quite probably help you trace Amelia's location, now that you have secured a source of water, the optimal choice would be to stay here for now.
Well, yeah, but if you can help me find her, then you could help me find the way back here afterwards, right?
Yes, that is correct. However...
What the zeck was that? Was that M?
Voice analysis indicates that it was indeed Amelia.
Where did it come from?
Approximately 87 degrees northwest.
What?
To your right.
Okay, just say that next time. What the zeck?
Mia! Help! Run! Help!
What is that thing? It's a coelophysis. No,
A coelophysis?
Whatever, it's a dinosaur, okay? Book said to find you was my best chance.
You mean, you led that thing to me on purpose? Holy Ritz, Dagem, you really hate me, huh?
No, you're selfish. Ugh,
I was trying to find help. I'm sorry, selfish? I was literally just trying to convince Book to try and find you. And I'm selfish?
You're selfish.
Mia, I think it would be beneficial to your cardiovascular performance to save your breath.
Shut up, but wait. Wait, no, actually, what do we do?
I am currently calculating the most effective plan of action. At this time...
Attention, time fold incoming.
What?
There is a time fold presently opening approximately 60 metres southeast.
Oh, for sake's sake, left or right?
Left.
Thank you.
You're not seriously thinking?
Yep, I got a better idea.
No?
I see it. Great, grab onto me. We're going through this together and I'm not slowing down.
This doesn't seem very different. Did we even go anywhere?
Well, judging by the fact there's no longer a man-eating lizard chasing us, I'd say we did.
Okay, but this still looks a whole lot like a desert.
I can hear something this time. Did you hear that?
Affirmative. Would you please walk approximately 30 metres opposite to the way you are now facing?
Okay. Wow. Holy crap. What is this? Some kind of market?
I am pleased to inform you that you are currently in ancient Mesopotamia.
What?
Well, look on the bright side. At least there's people here.
Yeah, and how do you think they're going to react to the two of us dressed the way we are? I can't speak ancient Zeking Mesopotamian. Point is, we've got to try and avoid contact with anyone.
If necessary, I would be able to translate for you.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Have the magic square talk to the probably highly superstitious ancient humans. Look around you. Nobody here has a book.
Oh my gosh, you're right. It's so strange. How do they know what to do?
Well, I reckon they use this nifty little invention called free will. You should try it sometime.
Oh, be quiet.
Following on from one of your previous statements, Mia, the Sumerians were a highly religious society. If anything, there is a good chance you will be revered as gods who have descended to Earth.
Yeah, not taking that chance. We'd sneak around, find something to wear to fit in, and keep looking for the next time fold, okay?
Fine, I suppose. Isn't this stealing?
Do you really have a choice? Do you want to walk around looking like you ate at an expensive restaurant that doesn't even exist yet?
No, but it just doesn't feel right.
Oh, for God's sake, just put the damn shawl on.
Fine.
Okay, let's try and have a look around. Stick to the outskirts of the market, and if anyone tries to talk to you, just ignore them and keep stepping.
Fine.
Oh, don't be that way. How many darling girls do you think get taken somewhere as romantic as Mesopotamia on a first date?
Yeah, right. I'm so lucky.
Didn't your book ever tell you? Luck is a non-existent concept. Now move your ear. Book, do me a favour and scan or whatever you do for time folds, okay?
Affirmative.
Oh my gosh, these are beautiful.
Yeah, great. Just try not to look at the shopkeeper. If they come over, we're leaving.
Okay, but look at this.
Oh yeah, wow, woo, pretty.
Mia, you're not even looking.
Mm-hmm.
All these engravings. Honestly, have you ever seen anything like this? Oh, stop being so grumpy. This is the first nice thing that's happened so far. What?
They're here.
What?
The assassin woman, the one from before with the huge gun. She's here.
Where?
There.
How can you be sure that's them? They're all covered up in ropes or something.
Wait for it. Watch her left hip.
Wait for what?
Oh. Pretty sure they didn't have big Sekhov shiny guns in Mesopotamia.
That is correct.
Oh God, what do we do?
We get the hell out of here before she breaks tag.
Oh God.
Run, run!
Mia Johnson, stop!
Like hell! Look, that would be a really good time if you'd find a time fold.
There is an 85% chance the anomaly 7 metres above and in front of you is a time fold.
What?
It's in midair.
Oh, great. Just a second, great. Fine. Follow me.
What? Where?
We're climbing that building.
And then
we figure it out from there. Come on.
There.
I see it.
So, how far along with the big green owl part are you?
Already done. We jump.
Jump?
Mia Johnson, wait. You don't know what you're doing.
I'm inclined to agree with her.
Do you trust me?
No.
Too bad. You should really work on that.
Howdy there, strangers.
Howdy.
Quite a tumble y'all just took right there.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
We really should be getting better at that by now.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? So, nice hat, by the way. What do we call you?
Where's my manners? Name's Harrison Robinson, but you lovely ladies can call me Harry.
Right, Harry. So, you're not surprised at all to see us arrive the way we just did?
Well, I gotta admit, you're a little ways off from where the others usually come through. They always seem to handle it a little more gracefully, too.
Others?
Well, yeah. Y'all are some of the travelers, ain't that right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I ain't seen either of you around before. This your first time visiting Crow's Ford?
Yeah, first time. We got a little lost, you see.
Miss Amelia and Mia, you appear to be in the late 17th century somewhere in Arizona, Northern America.
Golly, don't see many of them gizmos around so much no more. How come y'all still got yours?
Oh, you know, just wander the little blighter. Couldn't bear to get rid of it, really.
I see. Well, would you ladies care for an escort back into town? It's nearby, but, well, just wouldn't feel right abandoning such precious creatures such as yourselves.
Yeah, sure. That would be lovely.
Bye now.
See you later. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Enjoy your visit, Crow's Ford.
Okay, what the actual heck is happening right now?
Your guess is as good as mine, honestly. And look at this place. There are literally people who look like they've just stepped out of their apartments back home. But everyone else looks like they belong on a set of a western or something.
Through a brief analysis of the situation, I have come to only one likely conclusion. There is a stable time vault somewhere in the vicinity of this town.
What are you talking about?
A time vault that does not close, and only joins two points in space-time. They are theoretically possible, however none have ever been documented. Furthermore, it's possible that this town shares some kind of symbiotic relationship with whichever modern-day city it's connected to.
That's impossible. The government would never allow it.
Affirmative. It is most perplexing.
Right, well, there's a very easy way to find out what's happening, for sure.
What is she doing?
I am not sure.
Come on, time for this way.
What?
I asked directions.
Oh, I see.
Shall we?
At this point, I don't see why not.
See? All that practice is paying off. Oh, hi there. Don't suppose either of you could point us towards civilization, could you?
Damn, he was right after all. And two books. Jackpot.
Excuse me?
It's very simple. Hand over your books and we'll be on our way. Nobody needs to get hurt.
The Zek, we will! Who the hell do you think we are?
Bela, you know what to do.
Right.
Hey, I'm warning you, back off!
Hurry up!
If you stopped dragging me, perhaps I could find my footing. Thank you. I know asking is useless, seeing as you seem to be going for the whole spooky, murderous vibe thing, but I might as well try. Where are you taking me? You've scraped my knees on the floor of this filthy cave, you've taken my book, ripped my favorite coat, and you left my partner to die. I would have thought you could at least afford me the courtesy of telling me where I am.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Very enlightening. A cave or a labyrinth. Something tells me you don't want to be found. Where?
Where's what, princess?
Where is my book?
Funny. I forgot people like you existed. It's been so long now.
And by that, you mean...
You genuinely miss your book?
What kind of question is that? We're all human, aren't we? We all need... Where are your books? Why? How don't you have any books?
Because we value our freedom. Baylor, Leanne, how lovely of you to have brought me a guest. Of course, you must forgive me.
Amelia. M.
What a delightful name. Amelia, is it okay for me to call you that?
Fantastic. You must forgive me, Amelia. I would have prepared some tea, perhaps tidied up a smidge if I'd known you were making a visit.
Unfortunately, your frenzy didn't give me enough time to send warning.
You weren't too harsh with her, were you? Oh, look at that, your poor coat. Was that you two? Oh, honestly, Amelia, these days it's truly a battle to get the staff.
Obviously. What was your name?
You must pardon my manners, Amelia. So caught up in my own studies. You may call me Sylvester.
I'd say it's a pleasure, but we're meeting in a cave.
A necessary sacrifice, I assure you. Being found is not an option.
Because of this equipment? I've never seen so many screens in one room. What exactly are you doing here? This is a wasteland.
A wasteland with plenty of hiding spots. And don't worry yourself with the specifics. Only trust that the work we're doing is good and true. You two. You bring me more than one guest, I assume.
Yeah, sir. Book!
Oh, Miss Amelia. Light. We may not be shut down after all.
At this point, I'm not sure whether that is positive or not.
Books?
Yes, sir.
Books?
Yes, sir. Is there something wrong?
Leanne. Look at what's in my hands. Baylor, you too. This could be a much, much needed learning experience. Well?
Books, sir.
How many?
Two, sir.
That's right. Two. Now, how many guests have you brought me? One. So, why do I have two books, but only one person?
Well, sir.
They left her outside. She is going to die if she stays up there.
Well, would you look at that? Someone who's capable of giving me a straight answer. You two know how much more difficult it is to get into books without their owners. What kind of idiocy possessed you?
She was being difficult.
Then you are to be more difficult with her. Am I understood? Take Amelia here and make sure she's comfortable.
Wait!
What is it, my dear?
What are you going to do with my book?
Why should that be of your concern?
If you hurt my book...
Hurt? Amelia, darling, it's a book. It's quite obviously caused far more damage to you than I could ever do to it. Books are useful for only two things. Information and being shut down.
Shut down? Information?
Now listen here, you... If you try to imprison me in one of those glorified vending machines, you'll find out what I'm really useful for.
Oh! We have a bit of a comedic duo here, don't we?
Don't you dare.
Restrain Miss Amelia. I have a feeling she could become troublesome.
Miss Amelia!
No! Sylvester! What about Mia?
Mia?
She'll die out there.
A shame, really. You must pray her death is a peaceful one.
Citizens of Delta 5, the preceding broadcast was brought to you by The Book. It was scripted and edited by Joseph Lotter. It was recorded and produced by Sam Goward, Will Cavern, Eleanor Rogers, Susanna Warner, Freya Wright, and Joseph Lotter. This broadcast featured Charlotte White as Mia, Dina Gorbeck as M, Harry Foyle as Book, Susanna Warner as M's Book, Ben Barnes-Labette as Sylvester, and Eleanor Rogers as Leanne, with Sam Goward as the voice of the announcer, Harrison Robinson, and Baylor. City updates can be found on Twitter, at Closing Book, and also on Instagram, Tumblr, and Facebook, at Closing the Book. Do ensure you rate, review, and subscribe. We want to thank our citizens for their dedication to City Delta 5. By the book.